In describing the techniques which some people have used to develop lucid dreams, we do not wish it to be thought that we are in any way advocating that people should do this. There have been suggestions that it might be bad for people to become too interested in their dream life, which might lead to their losing contact with reality, and also that people might be depriving themselves of the benefits, physical and psychological, which may be produced by sleeping with only the normal sort of dreams. It has also been suggested that people might, if they cultivate the habit of asking themselves whether they are dreaming, sometimes ask themselves this question in waking life and come to the wrong conclusion, and do things which were a danger to themselves or to others, such as jumping out of windows. In fact, we have never heard of anyone complaining that lucid dreams had led them into trouble in their lives or into any form of danger, although of course it may be said that most habitual lucid dreamers are people who have liked the idea of having them sufficiently to devote some attention to developing them. And it is also possible that those who had any kind of unpleasant early experience connected with them simply did not continue. However, reports from habitual lucid dreamers are actually positive. They claim that lucid dreaming does not in fact diminish the value of their night's sleep, and on the contrary, that they sometimes derive from it an afterglow of energy and exhilaration, which may last more than a day. We have never heard of a case of someone throwing themselves in front of the traffic to find out whether it would stop, as people sometimes do in lucid dreams, or doing anything of a similarly dangerous nature in waking life. However, we could not commit ourselves to saying that there were no risks attached to the developing of lucid dreams, and certainly would not recommend anyone to do so if they had any disinclination for this form of experiment.